Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is one of our longtime members of our Brain Trust. More than 13 years he's been a member. He's the publisher of Mullings.com, the twice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Rich. When you look at this administration, President Obama's administration, I'm trying to remember any administration in my memory, and I go back a long way because I was a history major, that where there was this many different scandals, things that just keep coming up, and they don't always start out as scandals, because they start out as just something that just isn't working, and then in order to deal with what's not working, they seem to morph into scandals. And now we've got this new thing with these children coming across the border. Is there such a thing as achieving scandal critical mass? That's a question I've been posing recently. Is there such a thing as achieving scandal critical mass?
It depends on what you mean by critical mass. My way of putting it is have we reached scandal fatigue, where people just shrug their shoulders and roll their eyes and say,
that's
what do you expect out of these guys?
Well, see, that's what you've said. You've given us half the definition of critical mass. Because when it gets to critical mass, it's so you've gone so far that either people, as you say, get fatigued, or somebody what I predicted was that the VA thing would create, that would be the critical mass that would cause the media to actually focus on some of this stuff.
Oh no!
I was wrong.
Go back. I don't disagree with you at all. But in terms of whether this is the most scandal-ridden, it's hard to say, because we've never had the kind of communications capabilities to highlight this stuff that we had before. If Richard Nixon was the president today, I'm not so sure we'd be saying that wasn't the most scandalous.
Right.
I just don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the issues for President Obama, and this is really here in Washington D.C., this is beginning, I think, to have some currency, is he just tired of doing this job? He knows he was never very good at it. He knows he can deliver a good speech when he has to. But when it comes to managing the federal government, he didn't like doing it. He's no good at doing it. He has no training.
He didn't have any skills to do it.
And he's got no skills to do it. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure he gets much support from the First Lady.
And folks,
we're
not being meanies here. We're just calling it like it is.
Yeah, and that's one of the issues about a two-term presidency, is that by the time you get to this point, I think we've talked about this before. You know, when a new president is first elected, the transition team gets built and people put in resumes. If you don't have a PhD from Harvard and Yale and maybe some extra postdoc studies out of Princeton, they throw your resume in the garbage can, because mm-hmm. you're not good enough for them. Mm-hmm. By this time in the presidency, by the time you get to the sixth year, they'll send a car for you if you graduated high school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just people are just exhausted. There's no good name. There's no good. Everybody knows everybody else's hot buttons.
Well,
and it's kind of painful to watch.
And in the case of the president, though, there aren't any successes to dine out on, really.
Yeah, in terms of this president, that's right. Maybe events overtake these guys. You know, I think George W. Bush, when he ran for president, he wanted to be the president that focused on the Americas. He wanted to be the James Monroe,
right.
Monroe Doctrine, of the 21st century. And events overtook him, and he just couldn't get back there because of the
right.
You know, the
he never got out. He never got out of the blocks. So, what do you think? Quickly, I've got about 45 seconds. This thing with the kids coming across the border, is this going to turn into another scandal?
I don't know if it's a scandal, but it's certainly a gigantic problem that's growing dramatically by the day because people are just tired of all this. I mean, Americans. Even people like me who are really pro-immigrant mm-hmm. are saying, you know, somewhere a mom's sending her 7-year-old with a
this
you know,
isn't
ham
the way
sandwich
to do it,
on a bus.
It?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, isn't that, I mean, even someone like you has got to be saying, this isn't the way to do it, you know?
This is just, it just creates a bigger magnet, and we're going to have to, somebody else is going to have to deal with it.
When we come back after these messages, Rich is going to stay with us, and I'm going to quote the prophet Jeremiah when we begin. 22. I'm Jim Blassingham. I know that'll keep you from turning the dial. Stay with us.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.